My boy Stephen A. Smith, this man never ceases to amaze me. In a way, it has to be miserable to be Stephen A. Smith. I know he makes $12 million a year. I know he makes a lot of money, but it has got to be a miserable life. The rest of us see the world through color. We see red, blue, yellow, green. We see things for what they are. Stephen A. is living in a black and white world. There is no color television in Stephen A.'s world, just black and white. It's got to get a little bit bland after a while. It's got to get depressing viewing everything through the lens of race. One of the problems with this mentality is it is a victim mentality. You're never going to get ahead if you're always thinking you're a victim of your circumstance. You're a victim because of your skin color or your gender. The thing is, I actually agree with everything Stephen A. Smith said on Woke Take this morning. If he could have just left the race out of it, he would have been 100% correct. But you guys know how this goes. On ESPN, especially on Woke Take, race is always a factor. Matter of fact, race is the only factor. Growing up, Penny Hardaway was one of my favorite players in the NBA. I was a huge fan of the Orlando Magic in the 1990s. The biggest mistake the city of Orlando ever made was their failure to appreciate Shaq. He didn't want to leave Orlando. He would have never left Orlando, as a matter of fact, but the damn Orlando Sentinel, they just had to publish a poll asking fans in the city if Shaquille O'Neal was worth $100 million, which was a lot of money back in the 90s. Something like 80% of the people polled said no, he wasn't worth it. The Magic, they end up lowballing him on his contract offer. Shaq leaves for LA. Damn near 30 years later, the Magic still haven't won an NBA title. The last few years, Penny Hardaway has been the head coach at Memphis. He has been moderately successful. Won the NIT, 20 win seasons his first 3 years. Never made March Madness, never made the tournament, but he has had some of the best recruiting classes in the country. However, it has been a struggle this season. Memphis has been plagued by injuries. They entered the season ranked 12th. We are almost into February, and Memphis has lost 8 of their last 12 games. Will likely miss the NCAA tournament again. After losing to SMU last night, Penny Hardaway held his press conference with the media. Now, someone in the media scrum, they asked Penny Hardaway if he felt like he could still get the job done. Now, I can see why he would take that question the wrong way. He's frustrated. He's pissed off. It's been a tough year. And here you have some guy who has probably never coached a basketball game in his life, much less at the D1 level, pretty much asking you if you can still cut it as a head coach. Clearly, Penny Hardaway did not like the question. Check out his response.
Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Now, when you watch that clip, what thoughts came to your mind? Me personally, I just viewed it as another coaching meltdown, so to speak. He obviously has been reading negative reports about him and his team in the media. He finally reached his breaking point. We have seen this many times over the years. How many times have we seen coaches lose their cool at a press conference? It's happened with Nick Saban multiple times, Mike Singletary, Herm Edwards. Hell, Herm Edwards, he is known more for his meltdown than anything he accomplished as a coach in the NFL. Dennis Green, after Monday Night Football back in 2006. My point is, this isn't some unusual occurrence. It's happened many times in the past. I'm sure it'll happen again several times this year. Now, that's the perception from a normal person. Now, let's take off our common sense glasses and put on our social justice glasses. Let's view this same outburst through the lens of black and white. Stephen A. Smith reacted to Penny Hardaway this morning on Woke Take, and like I said, he brought up a lot of great points. Stephen A. generally always defends the media in situations like this, and understandably so. He used to be one of the guys tasked with asking coaches and players tough questions. But it's just one little part that was completely unnecessary to mention that ruins his entire point. See for yourself.
That does you no good, bro. Don't do that. Yeah, the media, and, you know, they might ask you questions that you don't like. They might write things about you don't appreciate or whatever. You've been around a long time. You played in the NBA for 15 years. You ain't new to this, bro. You in the movies, the movie Blue Chips with Shaq and the crew. I like that movie, and Nick Nolte and all of them. Damn it, you were in the movies, for crying out loud. You played in the NBA for 15 years. And now you're a leader of young men. Unfortunately, unfairly, you cannot be a black man in that position and lose your cool the way that you did. And that works to your benefit, bro.
First of all, it doesn't matter that Penny Hardaway is used to dealing with the media. If you're a head coach at the D1 or NFL level, you have dealt with the media for a while. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with them. If you're pissed off, you can still lose your cool. But the bigger point, you can't do this as a black man. It's unfair, but as a black man, losing your cool does you no favors. What the hell does race have to do with this? The insinuation here is that a white coach can get away with doing this, but a black coach can't. Why? Why? When white coaches have meltdowns, are they not criticized? What's the difference between Nick Saban popping off at the media and Penny Hardaway doing the same thing? There's only one difference. And no, it's not their damn skin color. Nick Saban has championship pedigree. Penny Hardaway doesn't. Nick Saban can get away with a hell of a lot more than someone at Penny Hardaway's level. And by the way, does Stephen A. Smith watch his own show? At least once a week, he's going off on a tirade about one thing or another. Yelling, screaming, bloviating. Now, he just said, as a black man in America, you can't do that. You can't lose your cool. Stephen A. loses his cool every week. How many times has he acted like a complete asshole with Kyrie Irving? How many times has he ranted about James Dolan and the New York Knicks? How many times has he falsely accused the NFL of being racist against black head coaches? What the hell's the difference in that and what Penny Hardaway did? Now, I think it's a stretch to call what happened last night with Penny Hardaway a meltdown. Yeah, he used some choice words, but he was speaking in a stern voice. He didn't raise his voice. I don't know how Stephen A. Smith wakes up every morning. It has got to be a miserable existence. Life has to be completely miserable when you view everything through the lens of race. It can't just be what it is. A head coach attacking the media. It's a black head coach going after the media. Black men can't do that. They always accuse people of being racist, injecting race into every conversation, but they're the ones that are always bringing it up. All right, let me know what you guys think. Give me your thoughts on Penny Hardaway going after the media and Stephen A. Smith injecting race unnecessarily into the conversation. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.